Well, hello, boys and girls. What's going on tonight? Now, I know most of you guys might think I'm that guy in TV that's on the cartoons. Do some of you remember who I am? Oh, I know Greg hasn't had me out of the closet for about a year and a half. Well, that other guy's name, he's Scooby-Doo. But you know, a few years ago, Greg asked me to speak at Awana, and I told him I would, because you know what I really like to do? I really like to read the scriptures. Scooby's my cousin. My name is Scripture Doo. Man, that's my favorite thing to do. So I got a little word for you tonight that I want to speak to you at. What do you think of them awards, Greg? Oh, they were good. The singing, the awards, the giving out, the clapping. Did you like it yourself, Scripture Doo? Oh, man, I loved it. All the kids getting their ribbons, and they look so happy. Although I don't think Dave can count very good, but yeah, we all noticed that, we did. But I encourage you guys to keep going, and them leaders that have been there for a long time, boy, that's nice, yeah, it sure is. And them two girls, that Mackenzie and that Kayla, they got them two, you know, what do they call it, Metamorphosis Awards, oh. I don't think it was Metamorphosis, oh yeah, it was. Okay, well, good on them. They look great. I'm telling you, I hear, when they come to Awana when they're 5 years old, you know what? By the time they finish, when they're 13, they'll have learned over 700 verses. Is that right? I'm not kidding. It's awesome that they're doing that. So, we'll get into a story tonight. How's that sound? Are we going to be long? Oh, I'm never long. Everybody's getting anxious to go. I know they all want to get home and go to bed. Okay. Well, what happened to your ears, Scripture Doo? Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But right now, I'm just going to let you talk for a sec. Okay, well, I got a little story I want to talk about. It's about a person who looked for something for 38 years and never got it. Ah, you must be talking about a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. No, not talking about a Toronto Maple Leafs fan at all. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than that. Okay. So, are you going to tell the story or me? Well, it doesn't matter to me. You can tell it if you want. Okay, I'll set the stage. Here we go. Okay, you guys imagine in your mind now, over almost 2,000 years ago, we're in downtown Jerusalem, and there's a hustle and bustle. Everybody's selling their wares. People have fish for sale. People are making horseshoes. Other people are selling their fruits, and it's just a big clamor of everything that's going on. Oh, it's so busy, you can just almost imagine it. Okay. Well, are you going to ask me about my ear? Okay, what happened to your ear? I'll tell you later. Okay, but I know the story that you're going to tell is about somebody who was a little bit disabled, aren't you? Ah, you figured it out already. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell the story about the man at the pool of Bethesda. Oh, I like that story. Yep, it's a good one. Okay, and you guess what happened? Okay, I'm just going to listen for a minute and look good. Okay, thank you. Now, guess what happened, boys and girls? There was this man, we're in Jerusalem. It's in the city. It's so busy. People are running and raving, going everywhere. It's just like almost Christmas time. And yet in the middle of the city, there's a pool. And the pool is covered by 5 porches. It has different porches all around it. And guess what? People went there because once in a while, the angel of the Lord would come down to this pool and he would stir it up. And as soon as they see the water rippling, guess what? People from all around came there. People that were blind. We read in John chapter 5, that's where scripture comes from tonight. We read in John chapter 5 that people were lame, they couldn't walk, they were paralyzed, they were blind, they couldn't see, and they all wanted to be healed. And once in a while, the angel of the Lord would come down, and this pool would get ripples in it. It'd just be like you threw a rock. What happens when you throw a rock? The ripples go all out. And it'd be like that. And as soon as somebody see them rippling happening, guess what? Whoever got in the pool first was healed. Miraculous. It was a miracle. But that's what happened. So people would wait by the pool for a long time to try to get healed, because some people couldn't walk. Some people couldn't see. So guess what? John chapter 5 tells us that there was a man there for 38 years. And he couldn't walk. Could you imagine? 38 years. And you know what he was doing? He was searching for something. Was he searching for the Lord Jesus that night? No. No. What was the one thing that he wanted? He wanted to be able to walk again. That's all he wanted. And he figured if he could get to that pool when the ripple started, that he would be free and he would be able to walk. So the story goes, he's laying there. You guys can imagine for 38 years, okay? Well, he wouldn't be at the pool for 38 years, but there were certain times of the season when the water would get rippled, the angel of the Lord would come down, and people would gather. So he had been tried to cure it for this long, and guess what happens to him? He was searching for something. Jesus comes into Jerusalem, and guess what happens? He walks up to the pool. So all of a sudden, the man who is perfect and can do any kind of miracle walks up to this lame man. He'd been couldn't walk for 38 years, and guess what? Jesus asked him a question. And you know what the question was? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to walk again? This guy had been looking for something for so long that he couldn't find. And guess what happens? It's situations like tonight when we're here. Everybody comes to come up. The grandparents are here. The moms and dads are here to see all the kids, young and old, to get their awards and to be able to, you know, go along and see people do a good job. But guess what? Sometimes when we're here at Awana, whether we're listening to Dave or something, sometimes the Lord will speak to us. It's not always us going to find him. And this is what happened at the pool. The Lord came right to the man. And he said, do you want to be made whole? And now what do you think the guy said? You think he said, no, I'm just going to wait for the pool, for the water to ripple again, and I'll wait another 10 years, and maybe I'll have a crack then. No, he didn't do that. He said, yes, sir. But he said, I have nobody to put me in the pool. I can't walk. I can't get there fast enough, because when the ripples start, there's people that are helping other people. I don't have any help, and I can't get in the pool to get healed. And you know what Jesus Christ said to him? He said, take up your bed and walk. So what do you think the guy did? He immediately, he took up his bed and he walked. Can you believe it? After waiting 38 years, searching for himself to find something, the Lord Jesus comes along and he tells him in an instant. Now, how fortunate do you think that that man was there that day in order to be healed? Jesus had him picked out. He had his number, and that was his day where he was going to heal them. And I'll ask you boys and girls, and I'll ask you parents here tonight, you know, are you looking for something? Are you searching? Are you wondering? You know, sometimes when we get a chance to sit under the preaching of God's word, it may be our last chance. And I don't know tonight, and none of us know, right, when our number's coming up, when we're going to die. But it's going to happen. And just like this man, I wonder, because you know what happened? Jesus healed him, and then people were starting to blame him because he took up his bed and he walked on Sunday. You weren't allowed to carry your bed around on Sunday. So then they got asking him, he said, who healed you? And he said, I don't know. I don't know who the guy was. He didn't even know who Jesus was. A little time goes on. Then Jesus disappears. He kind of goes away so he doesn't get noticed. But a little time passes in this same chapter. And guess what? Jesus finds him again in the temple. And Jesus asks him, you know, he said to him, he didn't ask him, he told him, he said, listen, he said, your sins have, you know, I've made you whole. He said, make sure you don't get yourself in any more trouble and that you keep going on. And guess what? The people got mad at Jesus for doing a good thing. Can you believe it? He healed somebody because they couldn't walk for 38 years, and they get mad at him because he cured them on a Sunday. And he didn't necessarily get mad that he was mad that he cured them on the Sunday. You know what they were mad about, the people? They were mad that Jesus told them to take up his bed and walk, because you weren't allowed to do that on a Sunday. Oh, the people were just out to get him. You know, so that's a little story. I told you I wasn't going to be very long. But you know one thing I want to talk about tonight? Whether it doesn't matter who's in this room, whoever you are. You know, are you searching? Are you looking? You know, do you want the Lord Jesus in your heart? Are you going to make mistakes after you accept him? Yep. Are you going to sin? Yep. Are you going to have struggles? Yep. Is it going to be the most rewarding life you're ever going to have? Yep. Okay, and a lot of people can attest to that. So you boys and girls, learn these verses and store them. It's like Dave said, you put them in your heart. Be like the man at the pool. He met Jesus, and Jesus healed him, and Jesus told him to make sure, I'll paraphrase this, but that you get your act together, he told him later on, because you don't want a worse sin to follow you. And that's right from the scriptures himself with Jesus warning him. So I thank everybody for listening tonight. And listen, I hope you have a great year, summer off, and that you'll come back next year ready to learn. And congratulations again to them boys and girls who are done, which is Mackenzie and Kayla. They'll get a year off before they'll be able to come back to the leadership. But we'll just encourage those to have a good summer. And we'll probably just close in a word of prayer now and call her a night. Okay? What? Oh, the old ear. It's a bad story. I could save that one for the next time I speak. my ear. Well, if you want to know the honest truth, a couple of weeks ago, I was on a bicycle. There was a couple of friends of mine, and we were trying to get down the Stone Park Hill. We thought we'd be real adventurous. That's why I wanted to tell this story about the man at the Pool of Bethesda, because he was all banged up. But I do have a quick thing to tell you. We were going down the hill of Stone Park. We were going like crazy. Got about three-quarters way down. Little did I know there was a pothole there. You know, there's a lot of potholes in PEI. Yeah, there is. And I flipped. And I went into the air. I can just see it in slow motion. And when I come down, oh, I couldn't believe it. My head was inside the wheel in the spokes. And it was going round and round and round and round and round. I was getting dizzy. Oh, man, when I woke up at the QEH, I was missing an ear. And I got this hole in my lip where this finger can come out too. But, you know one thing? I talked to the boys and girls a couple of years ago about this. You know, even though I may be a little bit different looking on the outside, my heart is still the same on the inside because I know the Lord Jesus. And that's the most important decision you guys will ever make. You don't look on the outside. If you look at somebody else, if you look at man or a woman to try to set your standards by, it won't work. So just remember that. So if you see something that's a little different, like myself, that you remember to be nice to them and to remember that everybody on the inside is the same and everybody needs the Lord Jesus. So let's close in a word of prayer. Our Father, we just thank you for this time we can come here tonight. We thank you for the program, for Awana, and we thank you for the faithful leaders that have been here, and we thank you for the parents that come out every Tuesday night to take their kids here. And we know that it takes a lot of encouragement from home for the kids to do their books. And we just pray for each one of them as they take the summer off and that you will bring them back next year. Just thank you for the safety you provided. And thank you once again for the Lord Jesus. And thank you that we can know him as our personal Savior. And when we say we're saved, we know we're saved forever. So just thank you for a good night together, and just ask that you'll give us safety as we drive home. We ask these things in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You are dismissed.